There are several ways to be bored. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Gutz, professor of educational sciences at the University of Konstanz, presents a previously undefined type of boredom.
We identified a fifth type of tedium, apathetic boredom. We conducted a study in which my colleagues and I differentiated between four types of boredom according to the levels of arousal and how positive or negative boredom is experienced. These were indifferent boredom, calibrating boredom, searching boredom, and reactant boredom. Now we have identified another boredom subtype, namely apathetic boredom, an especially unpleasant form that resembles learned helplessness or depression. It is associated with low arousal levels and high levels of aversion. This boredom type was detected in two real-time experience studies. We found in our study all of the four previously defined boredom types and apathetic boredom as a new and unexpected fifth type. An interesting realization is that people do not just randomly experience the different boredom types over time, but that they tend to experience one type. Further, the results shed new light on discussions about whether boredom has positive or negative effects on learning and achievement. This question can only be adequately answered if we know what type of boredom a student experiences. As for apathetic boredom, which might be assumed being related to depression, we found it alarming that it was reported by 36% of the students sampled. As we have shown, boredom manifests itself through a variety of different archetypes. Our recent findings on apathetic boredom, however, might be the most troubling.
That was Thomas Gutz of the University of Konstanz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. What I want this morning.